My braid is flashing bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everybody. Happy 2024, and welcome to a new episode of Outside of the Box. And as you may not be surprised, I am back with Ashley, and we are here to preview the NHRL January New Bots event, which I am so excited for because I get to be there, and that's always a good time.
Absolutely. I am so ready for robots to start in 2024. This looks like it's going to be such a fun event with so many amazing builders. So I'm super excited.
Yes. The New Bots event is always one that I look forward to because you just never know what you're going to see. There's lots of new ideas that people may be testing out. This time I get to be a part of it and do something different than I've done before. My robot does not have a drum. So we're going with some new ideas. But speaking of new ideas, what I wanted to do with this episode is highlight a lot of the folks and the robots that are going to be at this event, just so that we can kind of, talk about some of them, who to look out for, all of that. And I'm going to kind of start with some folks that are in our immediate circle that we talk to frequently. And first and foremost, of course, so Corey Nason is bringing not only a 12-pound version of Synthesis, but he is also bringing a 3-pound catalyst. It's kind of what you expect from Corey. He's always like trying to improve on the designs and things like that. And I'm excited for it, but I really, really am hoping to not have to fight Catalyst, as I have told Corey many, many times.
I do have to say, Corey taunting like you and slicing apples is getting really hilarious. And every time you're just like, no, thank you, I'm all set. But yes, I mean, we are so lucky to see Corey's builds come together from CAD through all of the process. Like, he is so great about sharing it. And so it has been super fun watching him get these robots together. I know he's almost done with the 3, and I think the 12 he's working on this weekend. And I mean, we've seen Corey just improve leaps and bounds over the last year. So I'm super excited for these new robots coming from him, for sure.
Yes, I'm excited to see them destroy other robots.
It's not mine.
As long as they don't develop a taste for apples, then I'm good. We also have some new stuff coming from the rest of Team Pandemonium. In some different weight classes. I know Kevin and Matt usually do the 3s and stuff. They're kind of trying something new. So I kind of want to talk, a little bit about that, because it's definitely a new territory for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like this event, there's a few different builders that are jumping up to that 12-pound weight class. So, I mean, that's a class that I love, is near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited to see some new builders play in that class and see how they do. Like, the robots look great. They've been working super hard on them. And so I'm super excited to see how they perform, for sure.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of 12s, I know that we've got some looks at Sky Ripa, and I have to say, I'm an aesthetic person when it comes to robots, and the color on that robot is just gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to actually have a heavy hand in theming this robot, so I had a lot of fun with it, and Zach kind of just took what I said and was like, yep, nope, I'm with it. Like, let's ride. It's crazy how tiny it is compared to Promheda. I'm really curious if like Sky Ripa and J-Mo end up at the same event, because Psycho is pretty compact too, and I'd love to see the size of them against each other, but it is another four-wheel driver. That's what Zach builds. I can't get him to build anything else yet. You know, it's fine. But he's really excited about this design. I think he'll be testing it next weekend. So I'm excited to see how he does. We're also bringing in another Team Defective new member, Trevor, who used to do Bots IQ and stuff with all of those guys. So this will be his first event driving again in over a year or so. So it's been cool to watch the team kind of all jump in and help and like really get him started at NHRL. So I'm super excited for Zach and for Trevor. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I did also want to throw in there, you know, to kick this off, to talk about Vapor Trail, because it's a robot that I've heard about for a little while. Also one that I probably don't want to fight. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to meet Johnny Bahamas in person. I have not met Johnny in person. So it's you know, it's going to be fun to get to see him driving that robot.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. That's so funny. Yeah, Johnny is obviously one of my favorite people ever. Love him so much. Vapor Trail looks amazing from all of the things that he's been shown, like had shown in the past. So it'll be really exciting to see this robot come together. And I'm always just happy to see Johnny again.
Yes. It should be a fun event. From my understanding, it seems like Team Stam is definitely going to be representing at this one, or Team Stamdemonium, what, you know, however you want to put it. But yes, yeah, so I'm very excited about that. And I obviously I want to talk about Jay bringing back game, well, bringing back, moving from Game Over to Game On, and, you know, trying something different with this design, having a chance to iterate on it. We'll actually be cutting over to an interview that I did with Jay about this, but I mean, I'm really excited. I think Walker robots are super cool. I mean, after seeing Stalker at BattleBots, I was like, oh my gosh, this needs to be a thing more often. I mean, you know, what are your thoughts about seeing the next version of this robot?
I am super excited. Jay is an amazing person. Like, they just bring so much energy, and they, like, meeting them the first time, like, they were just so excited to be at NHRL and to experience it. And like, to be able to create something so unique, like, it was really incredible to watch the amount of builders that stopped and talked at their table and was like, what is this? Like, this is so cool. So I'm so happy that so quickly Jay is coming back and bringing us new iterations, because they are just so incredible. And like, everything that their whole team is working on is just amazing. So I'm super excited, and I just hope it does well, because it's like just amazing technology, and it should be super fun.
I may have been an instigator and been like, please, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? So but anyways, we will quickly go to that little interview segment with Jay, and we will be back to talk more bots. So I am here with Jay Lee from Game Over / now Game On, because there has to be some evolution from the first version, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back on. I love being on your show.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely wanted to do a segment because I'm so excited for this new bots event for so many reasons. One of those, of course, being that you're coming back and bringing a new version of this bot, because I loved it so much in September. So tell me what you can about Game On.
Of course. So for those who don't know, I am trying to be NHRL's premier mech pilot, which means that I only build servo walker robots. which is complicated and expensive. And so in order to do it, I have to have a pretty good company sponsor. I work for a education company called GameU. They're really cool if you guys want to check them out. My team, Kinakitsu, is not affiliated with them, but for the past two NHRLs, I've kind of been like a robot combat mercenary for them, which is like a cool, like a really cool job title. So I can't complain. But Game On is going to be the spiritual successor to Game Over, because Game Over was a quadruped walker with a hammer saw beater bar that was conceived by me in like the summer of 2023. Did not go very well, as you might, more veteran, you know, builders might know from that description. Did not work very well. I went back to my company and I said, well, this was what was wrong with it. We had a lot of issues with just like the walking. And they were like, well, can you do it again? And can it work? And I was like, if you send me back, it will. And I'm very happy to say Game On has had more positive like working tests than Game Over already. We weren't even, you know, in a testing phase at this point in the cycle last time. So we're doing pretty good. This new bot is going to be a hexapod instead of a quadruped. I don't know why I can't think of the actual word right now. But it's going to be a hexapod instead. We figured out that having only four legs didn't spread the load out across, you know, each of them properly. It was just too much strain for the servos. So we increased the strength of the servos and we added more legs. So theoretically, it'll be way less stressed than the last one. And by proxy, I will be way less stressed than the last one.
That's always a good thing. Now, I'm curious, you know, is there, when you look at the robots that are coming for this event, are there any bots that have stood out to you in terms of, I'd like to fight this robot, I'd like to see this robot, I absolutely don't want to fight this robot?
I have to be honest. So the thing about me is that I am really terrible about keeping up with like the whole, you know, diaspora of combat bots that are coming out, just because there are a lot. I was there, you know, the day when registration happened for Beetleweights. I don't know if your viewers have probably heard, but registrations for NHRL this year filled up in 8 minutes. So that's, you know, like 160 bots that filled in like a day. And I was like, okay, wow, there's a lot going on. And of course it's a new bots event. So to me, part of the fun is almost like getting there and seeing like, oh my gosh, like, look at that. Isn't that cool? And then going up to talk with the builders. But that being said, I know that Tom Farkas is bringing Frank,
is yes,
another walker robot. And we have been talking in DMs quite often about a potential, you know, mech on mech showdown extravaganza. And I'm very, very excited for that. In addition to that, I just think that there's like a lot of, I'm really excited for two-factor annihilation from Pearl Grey. They seem to have like a super, super cool like control system, and their aesthetic is super clean. I am envious about how cohesive like the aesthetic for this robot is. It's almost a little too well polished. I'm kind of like suspicious. I also have noticed there's a trend that of like Beetleweight robots turning into hobby weights or 30 pounds. Synthesis is getting I believe it's a 12 pound.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes, it's a 12 pound. Synthesis is getting a 12 pound. I don't know. I had another name on the tip of my tongue. But Chainsaw Kitty is confirmed to, you know, be getting a 12 pound from what I can hear in the public rooms. I don't know. I just think it's neat. But like, we're kind of like building out Beetleweight builders into like larger weight classes. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, It's part of that whole evolutionary process, and eventually you can only iterate so much on a size of a bot until you decide you want to try and, you know, scale that up. So it should be interesting, just because I've heard that the physics in 12s make no sense.
I can definitely see that.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
I would love to one day have a larger weight class of, you know, Walker bot. Stalker kind of has the monopoly on, you know, larger classes at the moment, but there is a hobby weight servo walker based on the West Coast. It's named Scuttle, and lots of people pointed me towards that robot after seeing Game Over. So I don't know. I would like to see it one day. I know it can be done, but
yeah.
But a lot of these bots that you also had me look into are also super, super interesting too. I've been following Misdirected Aggression, Thomas K's kind of like return to robot combat, just because I saw their initial post on the NHRL Discord where they were like, I've been out of the sport for like, I think it was like 12 years or something. Like it was a really long time. And they were like, I'm just now getting back into it. And I think I want to go back into the new bots event. Which I think is really cool. I think it's really awesome that like you can leave the sport for so long and then come back in kind of like a fresh and sort of where you left off. I feel like you can't do that with many other sports. Like if I picked up tennis today, I would not be good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool. There's definitely a lot of ones that I'm looking forward to. Like, you know, as I mentioned to you, the power of friendship. Which, I mean, it's just,
yes.
I love the juxtaposition of having a robot named the Power of Friendship that has drills that are going to just wreck your robot.
I love it. I want to see more drills in robot combat, but that's because I'm a Gurren Lagann fan. For those at home who don't know, it's an anime with a giant robot that has a drill. It's pretty good. You should watch it. Yeah, no, I'm very curious to see how it works, because I know Daniel Duchino, another kind of like person who's worked with Kinnikitsu before, also has been working on a drilling robot named Woodpecker. I don't think it's ever seen on NHRL, but I'm really fascinating because from what, you know, he was telling me, there is so much that goes into like the physics of actually like getting something to drill into something else. I'm very, very curious to see how they're going to go about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have one last question for you, Jay, completely unrelated to this event, but okay. When are we going to see Sir Pigums at NHRL?
It's so sad because Sir Pigums has currently melted due to the fact of we used masking tape for that shoot. Because it was all that we have left over from redoing our bathroom. And for viewers at home, if you know anything about masking tape, it's kind of meant to like melt off after a certain amount of time. So, you know, I came back into my office one day and Sir Pigums had slowly either been melting or was torn apart by the cat at some point in time. But it is okay. The main chassis of Sir Pigums is still around. So if I can, I don't know, maybe convince my partner in the future to resurrect Sir Pigums, because I don't think I'm qualified to drive, you know, such a beast of a robot. I think that would be very difficult for me. But yeah.
Absolutely. I had to ask because it's just truly one of the greatest things that I've ever seen. So
I would really love it if I put in like a ton of development time into, you know, all these mechs and the best robot was still Sir Pigums. I wouldn't put it past, you know, I wouldn't put it in the realm of impossibility, but it's definitely it's a goal of mine. I want to bring it back. I do.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Sir Pigums is going to be the next TikTok sensation.
I really hope so. I don't know if you saw my latest video either, but I also met up with Owen and Catherine from RECR after their All-Stars win at Havoc All-Stars. And with them, I made a robot out of gingerbread. So they also wanted to see that come back in January. So depending on what I can fit on a plane, you might see that. But maybe I'll put together Sir Pigums again just for like a cameo, you know?
Just for fun.
That could be kind of fun. Yeah. maybe I'll bring it over and just be like, hey guys, look.
Well, I certainly look forward to it. We have less than 2 weeks to go. So exciting. But yeah, I look forward to seeing you and your robot there.
Of course. I can't wait to see Apple Turnover. And, you know, if you're not tired of grudges by the end of the day, I am always open.
Absolutely. Well, we shall see. But I will shoot it over back to me and Ashley so that we can finish breaking down this preview event.
Sounds
good. And we're back. So yeah, safe to say there is a lot of exciting stuff, coming. We're going to get into some more of the robots here. So one of those is going to be, my good friend, Kokoto Mane, bringing a robot that is called The Power of Friendship. It's one of those things, you see a name like The Power of Friendship and you're like, that probably is like irony there. And this bot's probably going to wreck some people. There's a drill component on it that I would really like to avoid as well. Kokoto let me know that it is a multi-bot and his good friend Brian Boxel will be driving the other part of the multi-bot, so could be interesting.
I didn't realize that. Darn, that kind of stinks. Nothing against Brian, but like, wow, Brian's a really good driver, and like especially during some of the last events of the year, like he was such an effective mini-bot driver for Glenn that it was like twice as scary, because Caldera's already scary, right? So Brian's driving the other half? Oh, okay. Well, that just got like 10 times harder, just like based on that soul fact alone. Good job, Kokoto. Well played.
Yep, exactly. I'm just going to add that to like the list of robots that I'd like to avoid.
Totally fair.
So That one's fun. Then one that I'm really excited about is that Madeline Hagen is bringing Trijinx, which, is a robot that I've been obviously aware of, but is new to NHRL. So I'm excited to see it in action. That should be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Madeline's talked a little bit in like your Discord about it and stuff like that. So I'm just excited. I always love like when people bring like different versions of mini other BattleBots and things like that. So I'm hoping that this one is super exciting, just like everything else, and we'll see how it goes. And I'm imagining it's like super fun, bright colors and things. So I'm just excited to see it because I love that.
Yes. Well, I know you do. one that got brought to my attention, because again, like I know a lot about robots, but I don't know all of the robots. I'm working on it. Thomas Kenny has a robot called Misdirected Aggression. And the thing that's cool about that is that it's the first Beetle that he's had in 10 years. And the prior iteration of this robot goes all the way back to 2009. So I think that it's pretty fascinating to be away from the sport, have a design from so long ago that you can now iterate on with all of the changes that have taken place in combat robotics. So I'm really excited to see how it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in 10 years, like the technology, like the accessibility, like the everything being able to be right at your fingertips now, like that means like that's why we see people improve so quickly. So having 10 years, like I can only imagine like the upgrades and different things and new technologies that you can put into it. And so that's really amazing. Like that's awesome. And like, I almost kind of hope they do like a side by side, like 10 years ago versus now, because like for those of us that haven't been in the sport for that long, you didn't know what it was like back then. So that's really awesome. And that's exciting.
Yes, for sure. Then another one that was interesting to me is Julian, and then also Dima is going to be driving the minibot, is bringing a robot called Turbo Friend, which my understanding is it's a Crash Festy kind of robot. And I mean, we know how well Crash Fest has done. So it's always interesting to see when somebody has a different take on that type of design, with that additional like iteration on top of it, to see how it does. So, you know that it's going to be effective, you know, to me, if it's anything like Crash Fest. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Julian was so much fun to watch last year, just with all of his different robots. And so with everything with Mako and things like that, like him and Robert did become really close last year, and their like friendship definitely, like I was able to sit with them at Mass Destruction, and like they definitely work well with each other. So it almost doesn't surprise me that they're iterating off of each other. But Julian is just so creative and just has this like way of thinking about things. So I'm super excited to see like what's different and how he does, because I think he'll do great. He's been a fun builder to watch like over the past year or so. Absolutely.
Yes. And so then the next one that I want to talk about is one that I'm particularly excited about, because it sounds like there's going to be a grudge happening, which is Knuckle Sandwich. As Peter Garnache brought it to my attention that his girlfriend is going to be bringing this robot, and it is a FingerTech beater bar, and it looks like a sandwich. And so as soon as he told me this, considering I'm bringing a robot called Apple Turnover that looks like an Apple Turnover, I was like, it really sounds like there needs to be a fight here that happens. And so that's the plan. Not because I have anything against his girlfriend, but I really want to have a food fight with these robots.
It's so funny you say that, because we've talked in the past, like during different rumbles and things, we're like, can we just get like a food theme rumble? Like, especially when like Happy Meal was around and stuff like that. So I was like, we just need that, because food rumbles are funny. Like food fights are funny. Like, so I'm excited. I'm almost hoping that you don't get to the point where you're allowed to grudge, because it means you're doing really well throughout the day. But if we do get to that point, then I'm excited to see it. It'll be super fun.
Yes. I mean, obviously the goal is to keep fighting and not be in a position to have a freestyle match. However, if that happens, there's apparently a whole list of people that want to fight me in freestyles. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to have like 5 copies of this robot, so I'm not really sure how that's going to work, but so that should be fun. Obviously Ricky Willems is a bot builder. He has Mammoth and, other bots that he's done. But this is the first time, at least that I remember since I've started watching NHRL, that he's bringing a bot to fight himself. So he's bringing Moccasin, and I'm really excited because this is something that I have not seen yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen it either. I know that there was buildup to it for All-Stars, but unfortunately, Ricky got like really sick right before All-Stars, so he had to drop the robot. Luckily, he got better and was able to obviously join us at All-Stars, but the robot never made it. So I'm super excited that he's taking the chance now in January to bring it and fight with it. Obviously, he's super close with our Honeycrack crew out of Maryland, so I would imagine that Zoe and Cody are probably jumping in and helping there a little bit. So everything out of that team is always fun, but as like a fan, I'm so excited to just see Ricky in an NHRL cage, because he's always kind of been one of my favorite builders. So it's like a kind of surreal experience at the same time. Like, yes, I get to watch Ricky fight. Like, in front of me. Like, don't get me wrong, I saw Mammoth at BattleBots, but like, it feels different and I'm excited.
Yes, yes, it definitely is. Excited for that one. Now, you know, obviously are on the pit desk, and some of your fellow pit desk, people there are going to be bringing robots this time as well. So I would love to hear more about that, as I'm sure you've been told, you know, a decent amount from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Ryan and Justin. I am sad that they won't be behind the pit desk at this event, but I am definitely pumped for them to be on the other side again. It was so fun having them at Maker Battle as competitors. So this is kind of like the tables have turned, and I can't wait to ask them to put their top plates on. Just kidding, guys. Love you. But yes, they're both bringing vertical spinners. So I don't want to give away too much, because I don't know what they're comfortable talking about, but they've both been working really, really hard on their designs. They've definitely been taking advice from builders. I know that Corey has been working with Justin a little bit. So he's getting that great mentorship. But Ryan's is called Letter Carrier, or no.
It's Dead Letter.
Dead Letter, and then Reaper is Justin's. So they both have really cool weapon designs. They're really innovative. Nothing I've really kind of seen as like shapes in the past. Everybody, you know, has that cool little what makes them stand out. And so I think that the designs are kind of what we've seen. That's just how it is. To me, there are certain robots that just look the same because they're the same type of robot. But they've both been working super hard, and I'm really excited to see them perform. And I do think that they've put enough time and thought, and they've definitely gone through iterations through this build process. It's been fun to watch. So it'll be really interesting to see how it goes for them on the other side.
Yes, definitely. Now, Ryan had described Dead Letter as fully defined at home. So any version of fully defined to me seems a little bit scary. So we'll see, what that looks like in the arena. And then, you know, you have some Team Magnitude members that are going to be bringing bots to the new bots event, including Mr. Clyde Magnuson. So I would love to hear more about that.
I'm excited. We actually have three team members from what I remember. Alec Mellinger is making the trip out from Colorado with a 3-pounder. So I'm super excited to actually get to meet him in person for the first time. He's a younger builder. But he's been around for a long time. He's been in robots for at least 5 years with Copperhead, and, you know, him and Chad are very close. So you have some of the greatest mentors in the world when you can work that closely with Chad New. So I'm super excited for Alec. Clyde has been working very hard in the basement of Chris and Lindsay's home. And I have to say that the effort and everything that they are putting into this robot is actually really incredible, and I'm very proud of them. Obviously, like, we've seen Dark Side and things like that where some have gone completely awry and out of control, but there has been a ton of thought and planning and skill that has gone into this robot. So I'm super, super excited. It's hard to like talk about Clyde in a serious manner, but I know that I'm excited. I think it's going to be so much fun. And then our newest team member, Joey Gannon from Yoshimi, is coming with a 3 and a 30, I believe it is. So we could get some magnitude on magnitude fighting, which, you know, of course, we're hoping for not. But Joey is working on his technology with the drive and everything like that. So I believe the 3 is going to be a smaller testing bed for things like that we want to do in the heavy. So I'm just excited. I'm excited to see our team members keep trying new things and stuff like that. And I'm excited to meet the new ones. So I'm ready.
Yes, definitely. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Frank, which I know that Tom is working very hard on finishing, but I am super excited because there was definitely a time where there may have been uncertainty as to whether Frank was going to happen. But personally, I think it's looking great and I am so excited for it.
Absolutely. Every time you're like, a new robot, I'm like, Frank. In my head, I'm like, Frank, Frank, Frank. Because I love Mr. Tom Farkas and everything that he creates. Frank looks like it's going to be super fun. The idea behind it and the design is just incredible. He might have been hanging out with Clyde a little bit too much, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But yes, I'm super excited that everything that Tom went through and all the gremlins that he was having when we were feeling a little bit unsure seem to have passed. And I really, really hope we get to see Frank compete because I think it's just going to bring so much joy to so many people.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, excited for that. And I can't forget, I have to throw out there and say, DJ is bringing Thunderbolt. And one thing is that DJ makes some really freaking scary weapons. So I think that thing is going to be scary no matter what. I mean, like I wouldn't want to be fighting in that weight class this time, personally.
No, absolutely not. The 12s, I think, is one of the scariest weight classes right now for this event. Yes, DJ works so hard and has created some really, really terrifying weapons, and it's no different for this event. So we will see. I think he's pretty much done. And I'm terrified, but I'm excited. So we will see what happens.
Yes, for sure. Well, I'm very excited. I mean, I could talk about my robot, but I haven't even seen the full finished like look yet. But it's coming together and I'm just really thrilled. A big part of the inspiration for Apple Turnover was Slammo, because I'm a huge fan of Craig Danby and I love that robot. I wanted to do a lifter, and we'll see how that works out. I'm just hoping that it doesn't get blown into the ceiling. If it doesn't do that, then I'll probably do okay. So.
Well, you have a great team of people behind you that are helping. So I'm sure that they're not gonna let that be the first thing that happens to Apple Turnover. It's too bad that Craig is super busy and I think headed back out to Destructathon, so he won't be at January. But I'm sure he appreciates the tip to Slammo in your design.
Yes, absolutely. I have vowed from this point forward. I mean, just every robot I make is going to have inspiration from a robot that I love. So that's the best way that I can kind of like salute the people that I respect and think just have done amazing things. So I'm just so excited for the event. I'm so excited to get to see all of my bot friends, as always. And one last thing that I want to do today, is it is finally time for the big New Year's giveaway. And let it be known, this is not going to be the last giveaway at all. There are many, many things that I think everyone's going to be really excited about. So this is why you want to subscribe. So just keep paying attention. But as I had alluded to before, I have this very amazing piece of world champion Sawblaze from the fight versus Minotaur, signed by four members of Team Sawblaze, including Eli, Alina, Aaron, and Captain Jameson Go. So this is a really cool piece, and if you would like to win this, I will fully roll out everything on this in a different post, but you will have to enter a keyword on the form in order to be eligible to win this. So I hope you have watched till the end of this video. Otherwise, you will not know the keyword. And the keyword that you have to enter on the form is handshake. In honor of my like salute to food bots and all of that good stuff. So please use keyword Hamshake when entering the contest, and it'll run for a couple of weeks until after the Norwalk January event, at which time I will draw a very lucky winner and get this out to them. But good luck to all. It's super cool, and thank you to JMO for providing this piece to give away, because I'm really excited about it.
I better go enter the contest.
I mean, technically all are eligible, so
I'm entering.
But so yes, if you want to win things like this in the future, please like, subscribe, follow, you know, keep following the content. There's going to be bigger giveaways later on, and some may be for subscribers only. So, you know, it would be a good idea to get on that train, but keep watching, keep supporting Combat Robotics. So much more to come. Lots of previews of some of the leagues, including G-Scroll, MRCA, you know, all of that. So keep watching, and we'll see everybody next time on the show.